There's a magnificent Torah on this week's Parsha in the Sefer Mishkan Betzalel by Hagon Rav Betzalel Rudinsky Shlita. It's an amazing piece. He refers to it at the end of the Maimer as a Yesod Gadol B'Avodas Hashem, and I think you'll see very quickly that this idea truly is a Yesod Gadol and Avodas Hashem. The title is called Histakel Be'oraisa Uvara Alma, and again it's found in the Sefer Mishkan Betzalel on Chumash in the Shemos volume on page 36 to 39. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe bo el paro v'gomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to perform all sorts of miracles, and you'll be able to relay these miracles to your children, to be able to share with your children and your grandchildren everything that I did to make a mockery of Mitzrayim. Strangely enough, says Rav Rudinsky, it seems from the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the miracle specifically so that we'd have something to talk to our children about. Because if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed all these interesting and magnificent wonders in Mitzrayim, the Agada itself would be quite boring, he says. If all we were able to say is simply the fact that we left Mitzrayim, as important as that is, the night of the Seder would not be that moving or touching or motivating. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have a joyous night, an exciting evening, with all sorts of interesting things to discuss, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu made miracles in Mitzrayim so that we'd be able to have a more interesting Haggadah b'Shas HaPesach. And therefore it seems, the implication seems to be, that Hashem wanted to give us the mitzvah of Sipur Yesias Mitzrayim, and he wanted to give it to us in a particular fashion. And Hashem did all sorts of things in order to allow this mitzvah to take on this form, an exciting form. Again, that it shouldn't be chas v'shalom, a boring haggadah, but rather it should be something which is meragesh, something that touches us deeply in our hearts and in our souls. We would have said just the opposite. Again, a precise reading of the Pesukim implies like Rabbi Rudinsky is saying, but we would have suggested that Hashem made miracles, and therefore, we have an obligation to then, afterwards, recount what happened, what historically happened and occurred. And therefore, we need to ask ourselves, what preceded what? Hatzivoy ohatam. Was the command the response to the miracles that Hashem made? Or was the command the original intention, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the miracles in order to give more flavor, so to speak, to the tzivoy of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's question number one. We need to ask further about the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael as a nation in this week's parsha, the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, of Kiddush HaChodesh, Shei Mitzvah Rishona Shenitna LiYisrael. Madua Chazal Machshivim Kol Kach Mitzvah Zu, At Sheomrim Chazal Al Kiddush HaChodesh, Shelefi Rov HaPoskim Hi Misamelas Is Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana, I'm sorry, let's read that line again. Madua Chazal Machshivim Kol Kach Mitzvah Zu, At Sheomrim Chazal Al Kiddush Levana. The Chazal say about Kiddush Levana, in parentheses, Shelefi Rov HaPoskim Hi Misamelas Is Kiddush HaChodesh, that our Kiddush Levana is supposed to somehow parallel the Kiddush HaChodesh that took place in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Ki Ilu Kibo Pnei Ashchina. Of course, Rabbi Rudinsky is referring to the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara tells us that a person is zocha to recite Kiddush HaChodesh, to recite Kiddush Levana. It's ki'ilu, he was mekabel pnei Ashchina. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we quote as part of our recitation of Kiddush Levana. Tana debei Rabbi Yishmal, il mali lo zachu Yisrael, el lahagbil pnei aviyam shabashamayim pamachas b'chodesh dayam. Rabbi Yishmal said, at the brace of the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmal, that if we would only have the opportunity to recite Kiddush HaChodesh or Kiddush Levana once a month and to have that Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, that interaction with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Dayenu, that would be enough. But what is it about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh that, again, that it takes on that special quality of being a form of Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina, which requires us, as we, again, continue in that Gemara, in that Brayson, Masechet Sanhedrin, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that we stand for Kiddush Levana for that very reason, because it's Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. It's mamish face-to-face encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it about this mitzvah that makes it so unique? V'od yesh la'ayin b'sheila s'slutzker rav. And further, we need to ask in the name of the Slutzker Rav, madu lo makadshim es hachodesh b'sofa k'deshiye amal kadesh. I assume he means by the Slutzker Rav, the Oznayim L'Torah, Rav Zalman Saratskin. I looked quite a bit today in the Oznayim L'Torah to find this question, but I didn't see it there, so I'm not sure if that's the correct Slutsky Rav, or if that's where the question was found. But the Slutsky Rav asked the following question: why are we Mekadesh the Chodesh at the time when the moon is not so visible? Why not be Mekadesh the Chodesh a little bit later in the month when we're actually able to see the moon? So that there's actually something to look at and to reflect upon. In other words, what I'm really asking, says Rabbi Rudinsky, how could I be Mekadesh a Chodesh? How could I look to a moon that hasn't yet taken place? How could I be Mekadesh a month that has yet to occur based on what's going to happen? Hagam Shah Rambam, even though the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin and Perak Vav Chalamet Aleph says that when it comes to Inyanei Hektish, Sheba Hektish Mawala Filu Davar Shalom Bala Olam, when it comes to Hektish, we're able to sanctify, to give Kedusha to something that has yet to take full form in the world. Aval Zeg Gufa Tzarachin, but we have to ask on that as well. Even if you'll tell me I'm sanctifying the month Haba Aleinu that's going to unfold over the course of the next 29 or 30 days, but still Tzarachin. Laman Nishtan Hektish Yecholim Lakadish Kodim Shabala Olam. Normally, one's not able to interact and to make statements with regard to things that don't yet exist. And yet, when it comes to Hektish, one is able to do so. So how is that possible to Mekadesh a Chodesh before it even arrives? And lastly, Yesh Lahavin Es Maimer Kosev Yigadeta Levincha Bayom Ahu Lemor Ba'avor Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim. When it comes again to the mitzvah of Sipur Yesias Mitzrayim V'Yigadeta Levincha, it says that we should do so Ba'avor Zeh. Ma Kavanas HaPasuk Ba'avor Zeh? Rashi, of course, tells us Shemefarish is Kavanas HaPasuk Lizman Mesuyam. Ba'avor Zeh, the moment where we look at what we have in front of us at the Seder table, Bizman Shematza Umaror Munachim Lefanecha. But according to Rashi, it's difficult to understand. More logically, the pasuk should have said bizman ze. What does it mean ba'avor ze? Because of this. Because of this, should have said at this time, at the time that these things, bizman, as Rashi himself says, bizman shematzu mar munachim lefanecha. Ba'avor ze is a hard phrase to understand. Odiyesh lahavin madua Torah koras lepesachok. And lastly, truly lastly, we need to understand why the Torah refers to Pesach several times in our parsha as a chok. Kama pamim parsha hazos and parshas bo, several times Pesach is referred to as a chok, and again that's a strange way to define the mitzvos that relate to Pesach. After all, it makes a lot of sense. Hare lamaisa ein zechok. A chok is a mitzvah that we don't fully understand. It's tam. Obviously, on some level, every mitzvah is an element of chok, but certainly the celebration and the commemoration and the reliving of Pesach is something that he says is davar ma'od hegyoni. It makes a lot of sense. Because of the Nisan that we experienced when we left Mitzrayim, Yesh Lanu is Karban Pesach, Kedei Lahakir Tova, LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Karban Pesach and the Yom Tov of Pesach Bichlal makes a lot of sense to us in reflecting on our national experience. So all of these questions lead us to the following Yisod. Omrim Chazal. Chazal tell us, it's a Medrash, a well-known passage in the Zohar as well, Yistakul Ba'oraisa Ubara Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. What's the pshat? That Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. So we would say, the Pashup Shad is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the Torah as the blueprint of the world, but we never really thought more deeply about what that means. Pshuto habir hu shetamun b'Torah chachmas ha'yetzir. Obviously, on a simple level, what the Ramban describes, the wisdom of Shlomo Melech in his Hakdama to Chumash, that there's an unbelievable amount of chachma, chachmas ha'yetzira, the wisdom and secrets of creation are found within the Torah. That if you understand the Torah, that has within it all of life's experience and all of the wisdom of the world, all of the natural law, all of medicine, everything is found within the Chachma of the Torah. And there were tzaddikim who lefi madregasim had access to that. I'm not suggesting that one shouldn't become a doctor as a means of studying it, but if one had the proper Torah perspective, one could in fact discover and uncover all sorts of medical advice, etc., etc., from the Torah. Again, not an easy thing for us to do, and that's why many of us turn to doctors who've gone through medical training. But we have to remind ourselves time and time again to maintain the proper Torah hashkafa, which is that the Torah has within it all of the wisdom in the entire world. But there's another and perhaps more simple and yet more deep explanation of Estakel Ba'oraisu Bar Alma. Shetachlis Habriya Hi Bishvil HaTorah. That everything that is created in the world is responding or creating a possibility of something in the Torah. That the mitzvos that Hashem wants to command the world precede the events that they're even based upon. K'mavur b'chazal. V'lachein kishabara kadosh baruch ha'sa olam hichnis bo es kol hatzrachim b'shvil ha'torah v'hamitzvos. Hashem made the world in such a way that it could serve as almost a tool to the fulfillment of the true Ratzon Hashem, which is his Torah and his mitzvos. V'ayin davar nifla b'divrei haTorah b'akdamas Levin Ezer. And if one looks in the introduction to the Torah, to Rav Yaakov ben Asher, the Arba Turim, in his Akdama to the section on Evan Ezer, Sha'afilu b'riyas ha'adam yachan emchava kodem hafradasam, that even the creation of Adam Arishon joined with Chav until she was separated from him, even that's part of Hashem's master plan, Haisa b'chadesh le'efsher kiyom mitzvas ishus al-pi ha-Torah, in order to create the possibility of a fulfillment of the mitzvah of marriage in accordance with the Torah Ayin Sham, to see more ba'arichas, what he explains there. But again, it hits on this yesod, that the mitzvah is the true intention, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a physical reality to allow for that mitzvah to find expression. So if this is true, it's not that we celebrate Pesach and have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a response to the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. But first, Rosh V'Tchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, how are we going to get there in a way that's interesting, that's inspiring, that's powerful, and rememberable? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, memorable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that in the following fashion. Memeila ve'emes hashvatim v'chol amakos she'Hashem asa haye ve'emes. Ki Hashem ratza shanu nesaper levaneinu es kol zos. V'nechazek es amuna etzlam. Hashem wanted to give us something to be able to transmit to our children. First and foremost, again, is the intention of Yigarata Levincha, that we should transmit to our children strong amuna in the reality of a God that exists. Umameila kachem advarim, and therefore the order is as follows. Shekol ma shashem asa haye be'emes b'shvil hatotzah shenuchal esaper levaneinu. Unbelievable. Says Rav Bezalel Radinsky, Shlita, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked all of these miracles in order to create a possibility that we should have something exciting to share with our children. That was the Sof Maaseh B'machshav Atchila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa nisim kadei she'anu nesaper zos levaneinu. He made miracles to make it exciting for us to share with our children his reality. V'haya zeh l'tovasam. And that was really for our benefit, to make the mitzvah more engaging. V'zeh pshat gam b'lashon ha'pasuk b'avor zeh. And according to this, we could say a different pshat in b'avor zeh. Again, Rashi said, v'gadta levincha, ... b'avor zeh. The b'avor zeh means at the time that the matzah and the mar is in front of you. But you could learn, it says Ravadinsky beautifully, kipshuto. Dehainu, b'avor zeh. You know why Hashem did all of this? B'avor zeh, to get us around the Seder table that we should have what to talk about. Again, the starting point is the desire that Jews should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, kol amar b'lesaper eze meshubach. Dehainu ha-mitzvos. The desire that there should be such mitzvos as matzah, achilas matzah, and sibur yisias mitzrayim, etc. All of that was the original intention, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the happenings of Mitzrayim correspond to that reality. This explains, by the way, very beautifully, what the Beis HaLevi talks about, that Avram Avinu ate matzah even before there ever was a Mitzrayim, because the Avos were able to mekayim mitzvos kepshuto. That Avram Mamish on the night of Pesach ate matzah because there's an inyan of matzah that precedes the happenings of Mitzrayim. That there's an original intent that Hashem desires that a Jew should eat matzah, and later HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a context to give more meaning to our matzah. But in this sense, we answer the question that Rabbi Radinsky raised, why it's called a chok, because there really is an element of chok. There's a mitzvah, and all of the things that happen, they're not really the cause of the mitzvah, but merely a response to give, again, more meaning, more flavor, and depth to the mitzvah. To realize that, again, reality is defined by Torah and not the reverse. And immediately on the birth of the nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to share that with our children. As we enter into the beginning of the calendar year, again, according to the Jewish calendar being from Nisan, we immediately instill our children with this deep emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is the guiding force in reality and shapes reality. The reality is responding to the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein yesh lefarish as inyan kiddush ha'chodesh b'tchilaso v'lo b'sofo. And with this, we can understand the question the Slutsky Rav asked, why are we mekadesh ha'chodesh before it even happens? She'ein ha'pshat she'michevan she'esh z'man nitzlevinu l'kacho. It's not that since there is time, we are then expected to mekadesh that zman. The very opposite. There's an inyan called kedushas hazman, and because Hashem wants us to mekadesh zman, Hashem created zman. El lehefech, yesh lanu zman biglal shanu mekadshem oso. Hashem made time so that we could be able to mekadesh something. V'lechein mekadshem ez hachodesh b'tchilaso, shal yedei zeh nizkel lezman shiyavo. It's the kiddush hachodesh that precedes the zman itself. Unbelievable. that through the Kiyama Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates time and gives us more time with which to perform mitzvahs. And he concludes by quoting a magnificent passage from the Chavetz Chaim back in Bereishis. And this we do have in the Chavetz Chaim al Torah. It is printed in the Chavetz Chaim al Torah. The Chavetz Chaim explained b'inyan b'riyas ha'ma'oros ba'olam, the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavenly constellations, that Hashem created the sun and the moon and stars. But Parshas Bereishis Higdima HaTorah. First, the Torah tells us in Bereishis Perak Aleph Pasuk Yud Dalid Vahayu Datatat Lamoadim, that the purpose of the sun and the moon and the stars and time bechlal is Lamoadim, is for the Yom Tovim. Va'achar kach kosuv, and if you pay close attention, says the Chavetz Chaim, it's the next pasuk Tezvav Vahayu Lamaoros Datatat Lahayir, that the Maoros serve to illuminate the world. Rashi says this is also its shimush. It also serves the purpose of lighting up the world. So says the Chavetz Chaim, and only the Chavetz Chaim HaKadosh could say such a thing. The Heilige Chavetz Chaim explained, stop a regular person in the street and ask him, what is the purpose of a sun? The purpose of a sun? The purpose of a moon? The purpose is to illuminate the world. The tachlis of the Maoros is to illuminate the world. The sun serves to warm the world, to cause things to grow. If there is a God in the world, the average man on the street would say, if there's such a thing as a God, and he created the sun, he must have done it to warm up his world, to give light to mankind. The Chavetz Chaim says that's not at all what the Pasuk says. This is not the true Teretz. Like the Torah says, Kipshuto, Pasuk Yudalid, Vahayu, Lamoadim. It's for Osos and Moadim, first and foremost. And afterwards, there's a secondary purpose. Ela Iker Ikaram Hu Lamoadim, Lahavda Bein Mitzvah Sayom, Lamitzvah Salaila. That the primary intention of day and night is simply to distinguish between daytime mitzvahs and nighttime mitzvahs. Vezeh Hashem Ma'oros Me'irim La'olam, Davrezehu Tafel Iker Tafkidim. And that the world, also, that the sun and the moon and the heavenly bodies also provide light and illumination and warmth and dictate a calendar. They create a sense of time. But that's all response to the fact that Hashem wants us to have mitzvos that are fulfilled at particular times. That the whole purpose of creation, again, is to allow for fulfillment of the Torah. And that's really the pashup shot of this Maimer Chazal, Histakel Baraisa Uvara Alma, Sharei Kol Briasa Olam Nivra. The whole world is created to create a possibility of Kiyum HaTorah. V'ne'imim Hadvarim L'misha Amram. And as we said, only someone like the Heilige Chavetz Chaim could have such a sharp and beautiful insight, such a pair of glasses through which Kiviyachol one sees the world. To be able to see a world that Torah is first and foremost dictating creation, such a remarkable way of looking at every opportunity, every aspect of the entire Bria. And he concludes in the final paragraph, Ba'olam yishtei sugei anashim. In our world, says Rabbi Radinsky, there are two types of people. Yesh anashim shechoshvim im yesh li zman lisrof. There are those who say, if I've got some time to burn, some time to kill, az ani ases mitzvah, I have the time, so I might as well. Again, this is a better person, a person who at least believes that time shouldn't be wasted, but if I have some spare time, I might as well try to use it in a meaningful way. And that's not bad. That's certainly better than the person who, God forbid, has an attitude of killing time. But there are those who understand the very opposite. The only reason time was created is in order to fulfill a mitzvah. That the mitzvah is what allows time to exist. And in accordance with my awareness of that, I change my whole perspective of reality. Hashem made time because He wants me to do mitzvahs. It's not that time is hefker, so I might as well fill it up with mitzvahs. The only reason time exists is to facilitate the performance of mitzvahs. V'zeh yisod shel Pesach. And this is really the secret of the Pesach that it's referred to as a chok, because it really is a chok. Ki osim zos, ki Hashem amar, that I do it because Hashem said so. It's not merely a response to the happenings of Mitzrayim. But from the original purpose of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was to create a world in which mitzvahs can be fulfilled, and the mitzvahs preceded the world. V'acher kach samchu me'achukim tam ledavar. And then afterwards, there can be some type of context, again, which God gives us in order to better understand the mitzvos. But the mitzvos really precede every aspect of creation, and creation is following its lead, is following the lead of the Torah. V'zeh yisod gadol b'avodas Hashem. And as I told you at the beginning, Rabbi Radinsky concludes the piece by referring to this as yisod gadol b'avodas Hashem, and it truly is. So, Amir Tzashem, we should be zochet to look at the world in this way, to understand, as the Pasuk says at the beginning of our Parsha Kipshuto, Hashem says, I'm making these miracles in Mitzrayim so that you'll have what to tell your children about. But the ultimate intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Jews should have a vibrant Torah, a Torah that's alive and filled with chiyus and is able to be expressing the ultimate desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely the Torah and mitzvos, and it's only with that intention in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his magnificent world.